This is a production of Cornell University.
GPSA meeting, November 16th, 2009.
I'd like to call this meeting to order at 5:29 p.m. Thank you all for coming. First order of business on the agenda is introductions. So if you are not someone who is normally here and wish to briefly introduce yourself by name and affiliation, we welcome you to do so at this point. Please, anyone? Wish to introduce themselves?
I'm Evan Cortens. I'm the new representative for music. Not normally here.
Okay.
I'm Randy Thelm. I'm president of the City Assembly. I'm joining here.
Vincent Andrews, vice president.
I'm Nikhil Kumar. I'm also one of the vice presidents.
Thanks for coming. Anyone? Yes?
I'm Kate. I'm the chair of the local school safety report.
Thank you.
I'm Elizabeth. I'm the director for women's studies.
Anyone else? All right, seeing none, we'll move on to the next point. So the GPSA will follow strict parliamentary procedure this evening. We're normally pretty lax, but we have some serious business to discuss tonight that will perhaps be a little more contentious and take a little more time than normal to discuss. So we are adhering more to parliamentary procedure than the characteristic committee on the whole procedures that we normally use. So on that point, all questions asked this evening will come through the chairperson, whether that's me or if I relinquish the chair at some point in the evening, which I will do, we'll go through Erica. And the only exception to that is that if someone is speaking, that person can yield to either questions, yield his or her time to the chair, or yield his or her time to another speaker. Vice President Brian will be keeping a speaker's list, and I will recognize speakers off the speaker list for one-minute speeches. The only exception to the one-minute speech tonight will be that a sponsor of a main motion will be given 2 minutes to speak. And so once we start speaking about a particular topic, if you wish to speak on that topic, I'll ask you to raise your hand, and Brian will come around and get you on the speaker's list. If you need clarification on something, since all questions will be coming to the chairperson, please raise your placard or raise your hand and ask a point of information. So you just say, point of information. And the chairperson will recognize you on that, and then you can ask the question, and the chair will answer, or the chair will direct to someone else to answer that question. And the chairperson will also preference alternating views when we are speaking on a motion. So if it seems that several people are speaking either in favor or in opposition to a motion, the chair will preference that there is debate going back and forth on both sides of the motion. So that's what we're doing for parliamentary procedure. Approval of the minutes. I hope you were able to read the minutes that were posted on the blog site. The chair looked favorably upon a motion of motion to acclimate. Approval for the minutes. So moved. Is there a second? Okay. Second by someone over there. And Chris Clark. Second by Chris Clark. And please raise your placards if anyone is opposed. Is so moved. Thank you. Okay. So our next order of business is executive update. We've been moving forward with this strategic planning issue here at Cornell, and the provost asked the GPSA to create an advisory committee to his office to discuss the strategic planning, reimagining Cornell process with him. And Ben, Leon, Chris, and I are currently serving on that committee. And in addition to Provost Fox and Ed Lawler will be coming to speak to our body in general at our advisory body meeting on the 1st of February. And Brian has some additional matters on the task force report.
So I sent an email to all the voting members, or most of the voting members, asking them to each go to Day Hall and read one of the task force reports, so that way the GPSA has seen, in the end, all 20 reports. We're going to collect those results, and myself and my counterpart from the SAA, Nikhil, is over there, we're going to coagulate the responses, and then presented to both the SA and the GPSA, and then from there solicit your feedback and how to proceed forward with the task force reports. I posted that information on the blog. It's the post that's called Reimagining Cornell Task Force Reports, so I encourage you to look at that. And even if we didn't ask you to read one of the reports, I encourage you to, if you have some time, go down to Day Hall. It's in the Office of Assemblies and in the Dean of Faculty's office. And there's a form on the blog that can help you give the GPSA some information. There's also the task force forms, the first one starting next week. That's also posted on the blog, and I encourage the GPSA to attend those and speak up on whatever issues being discussed. That's it.
Thank you, Brian.
Do
we
have any updates today?
Okay. I'll do our committee chair. Streets, do you have any updates from the events committee?
There's going to be a draft night out this week, Thursday night. Felicia from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. Lots of great questions. So please take the word out. I'll be sending out an email to the members. Listeners, please send that to your respective
Preston, advocacy committee?
Chris Clark is following up on the resolution that was passed earlier in the fall about the reduction to the child care grant. And so just to let you know, it's still being followed up and pursued on.
Thank you. Asha?
Nope.
Nothing from the Finance Commission? Dave, anything from
Dave's going to have
nothing
funny
at all.
Nothing yet.
So nothing from the Appropriations Committee.
Wonderful. Oh, actually, can I say one thing?
Asha,
Because of Thanksgiving, if anybody knows of organizations that are submitting annual budgets or anything to the FC, the deadline is actually this next Wednesday, the 25th, and not the 27th, as the student activities office will be closed.
Thank you. All right, activity fee discussion. Let's welcome Dave Walton.
All right. So we have three groups that we need to vote on still: EMS, float day, and athletics. Does anybody have any questions on the procedure? How does it work? Covered that last time. Okay.
Point of privilege, Ken here.
Thank you.
Okay. Got it.
So I'll speak up.
I'll stand up.
So you guys kind of heard, I'll start with EMS and kind of give you the rundown on that. They're asking for their fire byline funding was $1.30. They requested $1.77 for this year, and our appropriations committee recommended that it be funded at the full amount at $1.77. Their main request is to fund a new EMS vehicle. They've recently turned to 24/7 hour operations. And we just feel this is a good, Cornell-wide service. The application showed good budgeting sense. It was well put together, and they had a good presentation for it. So, and there are some EMS people here. If there's any questions, I don't know if you have time for a good one or two.
We have a minute 30 left, so if anyone has any questions, Representative Walden.
Make it quick for a minute 30, but is EMS actually a student organization or is it a campus service? If we didn't fund it, would Cornell no longer have EMS?
Yeah. Completely student-run technology. We do have members from all across the Cornell community, including graduates, faculty, and students, or undergraduate students. But if we lost funding, we would probably just lose.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Representative Walden? Seeing none, the chair will absorb the time. We are still in formal debate on the motion of considering the Appropriations Committee recommendation of $1.77 for the emergency medical services. So would anyone like to speak against the main motion as proposed by the Appropriations Committee? Seeing none, we'll enter general debate on the motion of approving $1.77 for the allocation to emergency medical services. Is there any representative or member of our audience that would like to speak on this recommendation? Seeing none, the chair would entertain a motion to move to the previous question and close debate on this matter.
So moved.
Representative Mansfield. Second, Representative Clark. So we are now voting on allocating an initial vote. This isn't the final vote. It's saying that we approve the recommendation by the Appropriations Committee for 177. This amount still could change in the approval of the final budget. So please raise your placards if you are in favor of approving the Appropriations Committee recommendation of $1.77. Vice President Forster will count the vote. Representative Durando. Those opposed? Those abstaining?
One.
At a vote of 17-0-1, this motion clearly passes. Representative Walden, you are now recognized for 2 minutes to speak on the next matter at hand, I believe it's athletics.
Okay. So athletics. I can see that they are requesting $7, up from $6 in prior years. This is their first increase in 8 years, and I think that was a big point for us. In addition, they're actually going to give us quite a number of things. They agreed not to request more in the next funding cycle, and they're not going to raise men's ice hockey tickets for the GPSA during this funding cycle. They're also increasing the allocation of season hockey tickets from 200 to 250 for us. And then we also have first chance to buy unused undergrad men's hockey tickets, if that makes sense. In addition, this is on there, but you know, one concern that we heard was the gym facilities, and that when it comes summertime, these basically shut down. That you, those of you that are still here have to find alternative workout facilities, which cost extra money. They seem really receptive into working with us to figure out, you know, what's the best way that we can get use those gyms during the summer. So therefore, we do recommend that they be funded at the full amount of the request at $7. Answer any questions?
Questions for Representative Walden on athletics? Representative Forster.
Could you briefly explain what they said in their proposal if they would not
speak? Would you please speak up? We can't hear you back here.
Could you explain?
Let's not take away from the speaker's time.
Could you explain from the application what athletics said should they not receive the increase they requested?
When we asked them that question, they weren't entirely sure what would happen. So.
And without the speaker's time has elapsed. So, the chairs in the other room, and the big red barn has said that it's okay to move the furniture from the other room for people standing in the back. So, just if you take a chair from over there, you can bring it back when you're done. If you want to sit, I see some people around. So we're still in formal debate on this motion. Would anyone like to speak for a minute against the main motion, which is the Appropriations Committee's recommendation of $7? Seeing none, we'll enter general debate. Would anyone like to speak for, against, or just to comment? Representative Srich.
I just have a quick question. So, when you say athletic will put guarantees in writing, does that include people working with the gym hours, or what they're going to do?
I think the guarantee that they can make at this point is that we'll look into it. I don't think at this point they can say, yes, we can't open the gym for summer hours. So, I feel like they're definitely willing to look into that.
Thank you, Representative Walden.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any other points? Representative Schneider.
Are there generally actually man hockey tickets left over?
I'll defer to Representative Walden.
I believe this year there were.
Any other points of information or people wishing to speak? So you guys know what to do. Is there a motion on the floor to move the previous question? Representative Mansfield.
Second.
Second by Representative Sephora. So please... Please raise your placards if you are in favor of the Appropriations Committee recommendation of $7 for athletics. Those in opposition?
No.
Those voting in the in absentia?
One.
Thank you. The motion clearly passes. That a vote is 17-0-1. So The chair will recognize Representative Walden to speak for 2 minutes on the next main motion on the floor, which is the consideration of the Appropriation Committee recommendation for slope day of 282.
Okay. So slope day. You guys have heard them talk at the November 2nd advisory meeting, so I'll go over this pretty quickly and we can open this up to debate. But the original request was $4, up from $1.50 from last year. In talking with Dan Tracy during our interview or our meeting with him, he mentioned that, or he indicated that $3.24 would actually be the equitable amount that he'd be willing to see. They did provide some statistics. As you can see, there were about 1,600 unique scans for grad students and about 8,800 unique scans for undergrads. Based on that, we recommended funding them at $2.18.
How does Speaker yield his time?
Questions
for Representative Waldman. Representative Hebner.
I understand that you've gotten data from a survey.
Yep.
That's new information to your committee since you made your recommendation. Would that data change your recommendation?
It would not. That's from the Appropriations Committee standpoint.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Representative Walden?
I do want to say one other thing, too. And if you guys were there, if you remember from the advisory board, Slope Day indicated that we would be charging grad students tickets to Slope Day if we didn't fund them at a certain level. I did request a menu, if you will, of funding amounts to ticket prices, and we still have not seen anything to date on that. And I have requested that a couple times from Dan Tracy, but to this day we don't have anything.
Representative Clark, question for Representative Walden?
Defer.
All right. Speaker's time has elapsed. Is there anyone wishing to speak in opposition to the main motion on the floor, which is the Appropriations Committee recommendation of 282 for slope day? Seeing none, we'll move into general debate. Is there anyone that wishes to speak on the slope day recommendation at all? Any points of information? Representative Park.
We don't know.
Oh boy.
You all right?
I'm good.
All right.
Okay. Would you care to speak?
How much would tickets be if we funded at 282?
I'll defer that point of information to the speaker.
We actually can't figure that out until we have more numbers from to figure out exactly how much for other bodies.
Point of information, yeah?
They could redirect it. When would that information be available?
When would the information be available?
I am uncertain at this point, but probably sometime early next month.
Beginning of next semester was the answer. Representative Clark, would you care to speak?
Yeah. Who's the representative on the slope day executive for the guidelines? Do you have someone on there?
I'll defer to Representative Forster.
The slope day and Dan Tracy were given 3 graduate students' names. That's all we gave them, just 3 representatives. We did not go further as to who got onto the steering committee and who got onto the executive board of Slope Day. We just submitted to the Slope Day programming board 3 graduate student names. From mine information, I do not know out of the 3 if they were contacted by Slope Day and if they were put onto the executive or the steering board.
Chair recognizes Representative Sephora.
I wanted to ask a question whether these tickets that you're thinking of selling to the GPSA, would that be for the starting the current year, or would that be starting with the new funding cycle allocation next year?
The chair will direct that to the representative from Slope Day. If you have any information on that?
I believe that would be starting next year, not the current year.
Ms. Richter? Thank you. How do you yield your time? How do you yield your time, Mr. Richter?
I mean,
It's a question? Or do you yield the chair or Tim? Okay. Representative Forrester.
Has Slope Day contacted the three committee members that I gave them?
I'll redirect that to the Slope Day Programming Board. Has Slope Day contacted the three graduate students that were recommended for the Slope Day Board? Yes. The only data that we have on that comes from Representative Walden's survey that he sent out. Representative Genka might want to comment on what he believes about the survey design and reliability and validity of the surveys that we've disseminated. But the survey was administered to 670 graduate students as well as 177 students from the Johnson School of Management. The data for how long people stay on the slope only came from the graduate student survey, those 670. It wasn't in the Johnson School survey. And what it indicated was that 85.2% of the respondents to that survey who attended Slope Day stayed for more than 30 minutes. That's the data that we have. And there was a breakdown further, and I don't have the numbers in front of me. Maybe Representative Walden could speak on that if he's interested.
Sure. Rough numbers, just looking at it. People that stayed over 30 minutes is roughly about 50-60%. They stayed on the slope over 30 minutes.
Over 30 minutes? 85.2%, because some of the people that said that they stayed less than 30 minutes didn't actually go to Slope Day, because there were only 263 people that attended Slope Day, but more than 263 people said how long they stayed on the slope. 224 people out of 263 stayed longer than 30 minutes that attended Slope Day. President Blunt.
If I may just answer some of the things. Some of the questions brought up about the graduate student representatives on the Slope Day Committee. This was new information to us as of Friday, but once we heard it, we contacted Dan Tracy, the chair of the Slope Day Programming Board. And he told us that he had contacted the reps, and he emailed them again today, and that one of them had gotten back to him so far. And also, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, but the first actual real, like, funding executive board meeting isn't until after Thanksgiving or something like that.
Will the representative from Slope Day comment on that?
But he said it wasn't until later on into the semester, so no real actual planning has taken place. But I'm sure that he's planning to incorporate.
Thanks for the comments, President Sloan. Representative Streich, did you have some comments?
So going back to the survey, so 85% of those people stayed more than 30 minutes, but about less than an hour, or between 30 and 1 hour, or stay less than 2 hours. How many people stay less than 2 hours?
So I'll defer to Representative.
Less than 2 hours.
Yeah.
I mean, the numbers I'm looking at, people that stayed 30 to 90 minutes were about 33%. And I'm not looking at it. At a, keep looking at the numbers, is difficult, but I'm going on pure raw data. Yeah, I know it's crunching numbers too.
Okay.
Yeah,
just
point of information, are we allowed to table this item until we get certain data? I mean, how long can we actually delay this item before we actually have to?
Okay, so the point on that is that. This item, in order to vote on the entire activity fee, we need to either approve. We need to approve the Appropriations Committee recommendation. Now we can change that recommendation when we're voting on the entire overall fee. The entire overall fee. Is the absolute last day can be voted on is December 7th. I do not think that, and this is my own opinion, that we'll be able to gather any more data until then, because, I think it's been a good effort by various members on the GPSA to contact our constituencies and gather as much data as we can. But that, you know, I think we have the data that we're going to have. Representative Walden.
I would agree. I think at this point, there's any extra data that we get that would be incremental to what we already have.
Representative Genkin, I believe.
I just wanted to say that as far as the survey that was sent out, that we should
make some decisions on that in terms of that was quashing because the response rate was about 11% and the respondents were not representative of the local communal sample. And so there's a large possibility that they're finding bias. Particularly, my concern is that individuals that had a lot of time on their hands, but they had individuals that fill out the surveys, and that, you know, they got 89% that didn't fill out the surveys, they also disproportionately not as I would serve that question as far as making a decision based on the survey methods. But as far as I understand, David is making the recommendation regardless of the survey. Is that right? The appropriation is not based on the survey per se, but based on sort of the previous.
Representative Walden,
our,
great comment.
Our survey recommendation is based in part on the recommendation that we made. Obviously, is not based on the results because the survey came out after our recommendation.
So, would you uphold the
recommendation? Obviously, with some
Okay. Representative Forster.
Eduardo,
please. So the response that I would give to that, Eduardo, is that at the end, right now, we're just talking about whether we'd approve the Appropriations Committee recommendation, and that recommendation can change when we're voting on the entire activity fee. But in the end, some people have said in the GPSA that we should look at the merit of each group individually. But we're talking about an overall pool of money, and if we allocate more money to one organization that actually means that there's going to be less money for another organization, and whether we want to look at it like that or not, there has been some debate amongst the voting members. Does that answer your question, Eduardo?
Yes, thank you. Yeah. Yeah,
another question.
Under
PowerPoint, I can see the
I will speak on that, and then I will I'll defer to the Appropriations Committee Chair. The first time we funded, the GPSA funded Slope Day was last funding cycle, and we funded them at a certain amount at the very first time, and it's my impression that we're still sort of incrementally adding to what all of us believe that allocation should be, and that we just weren't willing to throw, you know, maybe a huge amount at them initially 2 years ago. If Representative Walden would care to speak on that, and then I'll hear from Representative Farr.
Yes, that was very in line with the Appropriations Committee's decision. I think we felt that the recommendation 282 brought us closer to parity with the undergrad. And they did provide some specifics that graduate students are actually going to Slope Day, and that was a big consideration for us.
Representative Farr.
I was wondering what treat has always been free to grad students to go there, and then my issue would be that, well, if I have to pay to buy a ticket to go, I just won't go.
Mm-hmm. So, I'll defer to Mike Walsh, since he's our institutional memory, on whether Slope Day has always been free to graduate students.
Yes, it has. It was initially started as a 50 initiative with student assembly, and then in 2005, the approach started to go to 95 funding. They were too late in the process to apply to 5-line funding, so the GPSA decided to accommodate it as an annual gift directly to the GPSA for their programming. To help run the event. In 2007, the GPSA, for the first time, had a request about 750 graduate professionals who were thinking through the process, allocated $1.50 towards Slope Day.
Thank you. Ex officio member Walsh. Do we have a standing around this? Representative Beekman?
I just want to make a motion to close the gate. I know we're going to be talking about this again. It's 1:17.
Motion to close debate is in order at this time. We have a second by Representative Mansfeld. If you are in favor of moving to a vote on endorsing or not endorsing the Appropriations Committee recommendation of 282 for the Slope Day Programming Board, please raise your placards at this time. In favor of moving toward the vote, not voting in favor. Yes, there's a motion to close debate.
Please, when you raise it so I see it.
Those opposed?
One.
Those in absentia?
One.
16-1-1. We are clearly voting on... we're going to move into voting on this. Please raise your placards if you are in favor of the 282 recommend approving the 282 recommendation that has been put forward by the Appropriations Committee. Those in opposition, please.
Four.
Those abstaining.
Right.
11-4-3. The recommendation is clearly approved. So, thank you. The next order of business then is going to be the main motion, which is the resolution R3. Is this correct?
Yes.
R3. Resolution R3. And we have, it's the entire activity fee based on the yes vote.
Yeah. Hold on.
Fun personal privilege over there. So this is the entire activity fee. So it would be germane once we move into general debate on this. We're currently in formal debate. Representative Forsman?
No.
When we move into general debate on this, it would be germane to toss an amendment my way or the chair's way, which may be Erica, to speak on this. Change things around. No.
I would like to make a motion at this time.
What is your motion, Representative Forster?
Motion that we suspend parliamentary procedure in that any amendment that is made to Resolution R3, the activity fee, must be made such that the charter rules remain in effect, in that the FC receives at least 35%, the total activity fee is an even whole number, and no group can receive more than what they requested.
Does anyone have any questions or a question of clarification, perhaps? Any points of do you not understand what Representative Forster is saying? Or Representative Walden?
EMS should be 177.
My mistake.
Okay. Representative Hefner?
I have a question about the requirement for an even whole number. Where does that originate, and why are we bound by that?
It's the Bursar's office.
And that is dictated in that charter.
Dictated in the charter. It would take two meetings to overturn that. We could look at that in the spring, follow that up for more information. Does everyone understand what Representative Forster is saying with the suspension of the rules? Why he's wanting to suspend the rules, Representative Gankin? The resolution is bound by the charter, so end resolution we vote on has to have what Representative Forster just mentioned. However, there's no specification that it couldn't be amended to something that then wouldn't fit what the charter said. So I think Representative Forrest is trying to say, let's not create headaches for ourselves later and have to change things back. So is there any opposition to Representative Forrest's motion? Motion to acclimate the suspension of the rules?
I move to approve by acclamation.
Thank you, Representative Hefner. So I'll take Representative Hefner's motion to acclimate as a second for the motion to suspend the rules. Is there a second on the motion to acclimate?
Second.
Representative Sikora, is there any opposition to the suspension of the rules? Okay, so during general debate, remember, if you put forth an amendment, it has to conform to the even whole dollar amount, and GPSAFC has to have 35% of the total allocation. Representative Walden, would you care to speak for 2 minutes on the main motion, which is this?
Okay. Obviously these are the recommendations that the Appropriations Committee laid out.
you know, we did our due diligence, we did do the surveys, and our recommendations stand, although we do recognize that there should be and will be some flexibility in some of these numbers. I honestly don't have much more to say that, because I know there's going to be a lot coming out, so I will yield my time.
Two questions?
Questions
for Representative Walden. Representative Mansoff.
How many members are on the program?
There are 5 members.
Any other questions for Representative Walden? Seeing none. Representative Walsh.
Can I ask a question? Every group that has connected to see so far, an increase?
Yes. ISPB did not. They did not. So ISPB, just to refresh everybody, they requested an amount, and then due to some staff turnover, they actually requested an amount lower than the previous byline funder, but they did receive that full amount. So.
Thank you. I mean, that speaker's time has elapsed. Oh, point of information.
Are we allowed to inquire as to the Walden personal on the funding? Did you only speak on behalf of the appropriate?
You could ask during a speech for Representative Walden to share his views, and then Representative Walden could speak on his personal views if he so wished. And that's up to him whether he wants to, whether he wishes to do that or to represent the views of the Appropriations Committee. We're now in formal debate. Are there any points of information, any other points to remain, or someone who is wishing to speak for 1 minute in opposition to the main motion, which is the resolution? Representative Farr.
Can you speak about one of the things, or are we speaking in general?
We are speaking about this in general, so if you have any comments on the entire allocation, if you have a point of information, you can ask a question, or if you have, if you wish to speak in opposition, I would entertain that at this time. But if you'd like to speak in just in general on this, I'll entertain that during general debate.
I guess I'm just glad by the slope state fee, because you mentioned that we used to not fund it at all and get free, and now we are funding it and they want to pay for it. So just for your opinion.
Okay. Thank you, Representative Farrow. How do you yield your time? To questions or what?
To the
chair. Okay, thank you. We'll now move into general debate. So at this point, you can speak for or against the main motion or present an amendment. I have an amendment in front of me, and in fact, I wrote it. So I guess that means that I have to turn the chair over to Vice President Gutierrez, and I would ask to be recognized to speak on the main motion that is my amendment. All right, thank you. So my amendment is based on discussions that I've had with representatives of the GPSA and the gentleman sitting over here, the leadership of the Student Assembly, and it's something that I believe will increase the overall utility for graduate and professional students. The voting members of this body have in front of them a 3-page document. If anyone is here that doesn't have it, Representative Duranda, did you? Did you get back there? Can someone pass this back to him? Representative Patel. Pass that over there. I have one for her. So, my position, and sorry, I'm not going to explain it fully because a lot of you have read about these in the 80 emails that have gone over our desks in the past 24 hours. But the recommendation is to appropriate $9.35 instead of what it says there to Cornell Cinema, to appropriate $4 to Slope Day, and to appropriate $27.37 to the graduate and, the GPSASC, the Finance Commission. And I will yield my time to the representatives from the SA if they would care to speak on why the GPSA, why I and the representatives from the SA believe that this might be something that would benefit both constituencies.
Yeah. Sure. Just before I throw it at you, I just want to say that this is simply a proposal. We're not trying to dictate terms or make demands or anything like that. You can take it or leave it. And basically, the idea for this discussion originated when we noticed a large difference between the allocations that the GPSA and FA had decided for Cornell Cinema. As you know, you guys decided to fund it at 11:30, and our Appropriations Committee decision for 8:60 was approved. So there's a varying difference. And then after our vote was put into effect, we were told by Cornell Cinema that if this rate was to continue, they might have to charge undergraduate students additional prices for the tickets to attend the movies. So we also understand that you're in a similar situation with Slocum. So we decided we can bring the level of funding between FA and GPSA into parity at 9:35, and that would give Cornell Cinema the exact same amount of money as if the current rates of 11:30 and 8:60 were to stand. And with the extra money that you would save, we said give it to Slocum so that they wouldn't have to consider charging graduate students tickets. And then, so basically, it would be a win-win situation for us and for you. For you, you would potentially lower your entire GPSA activity, or you can allocate it to the GPSA FC, as Nighthawk has proposed. Whatever you do with the extra 77 cents is really up to you. And Cornell Cinema would be funded at the current rate, at the same rate, and you would not get charged tickets for Slope Day. And for us, it's a win-win because we got extra funding for Slope Day, and again, Cornell Cinema stays the same, and we don't have to think about what would happen in case we were to get charged extra tickets for attending school.
What are you
doing?
This would, you know, we just feel like the spirit of Slope Day doesn't entail charging any part of Cornell Community tickets. The Slope Day Programming Board is its own entity, and we really want to try and create, you know, some type of, you know, working relationship between the GPSA, Slope Day, so that everybody comes out ahead. And so that everybody, you know, can participate in Cornell tradition without being relegated to, oh, you get charged tickets, you get charged more for this. And so we really want to try and create, you know, and I think with this, you know, this type of compromise, you know, we can all get what we're looking for, and, you know, and actually fund Slope Day and all that stuff in the amount. So thank you.
Okay. Brian, do you have a list?
I have two questions. One is, are you sure that the total amount that the Cornell Cinema receives has not changed? Because you guys increased it a little bit, and then increased it more because there's more of you, more undergrads that are grad students. And secondly, my concern is that the Cornell Cinema also told us that if we reduced our allocation to them, that we might have to get charged higher price tickets. So how would that affect if we both if we reduce our allocation to 9:35, would that affect Cornell Cinema?
Who has to comment on that? Madam Chairman, may I respond? Representative Srish, give a document.
Yeah.
I have numbers on what the effect in total dollars would be on Cornell Cinema of the very thing that's at the bottom of the first page.
Point of information?
Yes.
My understanding is that the undergraduate assembly is a voting body as well. What assurance do we have if we move ahead with this that, I mean, they're not bound. They could vote against it.
Can you repeat your question, please?
And my understanding is that the undergraduate assembly is also a voting body. If we were to approve this compromise or amendment, is there any, how do we know that they would similarly approve it?
Well, I mean, from our meeting on Friday,
So I'm Vice President of Internal Operations. We've been talking to a lot of SA members. Actually, we just came back from a appropriations meeting where we sort of floated this idea. You know, most of the student assembly members are firmly behind this idea because, you know, one of our priorities was to increase GPSA involvement and increase student assembly ties to GPSA. And I think this proposal accomplishes that. So obviously, right, we can't, you know, give 100% guarantee, but I could, I'll be extremely confident that we'll be able to hold up our end. Another piece is that, I believe your deadline for your, to finalize this comes after ours, so we'll have a, you know, final opportunity.
Okay, I yield the floor to Chris Riley.
Yeah, a bit of a shock. I strongly encourage graduates to meet the FAA team to not go down this road. The undergraduate, the FAA decision was pretty faulty, in my opinion. The business opinion is logic, and for you to follow that faulty logic is just a real problem. In terms of trying to keep the ticket price the same, I suppose if you vote, decided to do this, then we would keep the ticket price the same, but it would increase from what it is right now. Right now, the ticket price is $4. Undergraduate is with a $45,000 cut, which is what we're basically looking at now, given the undergraduate amount, and you guys keeping it at 11:30 or raising it to 11:75, is going to have big implications on the cinema. I implore you to not follow their logic. You have at the very least keep it at 11:30. Your ticket price, if you give us 11:75, I guarantee that your ticket price will stay the same for the next 2 cycles. $4. The undergrad ticket price will stay the same. So I'm not sure how much time, more time I have left. So I'm trying to do the numbers here, but it looks to me like the
okay, thank you. Kate, for Slope Day?
Yeah. I actually have this difference that I heard about this one, so this is a little bit of a pleasant surprise. Our goal with the Slope Day Program was the reason we came to get such a different funding from this year is because we had to remove our funding from the student shop, something that's been used to fund a lot of our operations, our security measures, like our games and our theaters and stuff like that. We're trying to become a more self-sustaining organization, and one of the ways we want to do that is by being more inclusive to GTSA. In the past, we've had kind of a little bit of a bias in undergraduate events, is what I understand. We do really want to reach out and incorporate more students into this event. This money will go towards improved programming, better security measures, which is something that we can all benefit from if you do this company. And so that's basically what I wanted to drive home to you.
Okay, great. I just want to remind everyone that we're keeping the time to 1 minute per person. Iona?
Sure, I'll speak on that point of information. Based on the numbers that I ran for the numbers that I received from the October 2009 census by the Data and Records Office of the university, it would actually be a $2,010 cut to Cornell Cinema if this proposal were to be approved from the current proposition by the SA. Of 860, which I've been guaranteed by the FAA leadership, they do not think will change independent of GPSA action, and with the 1130 from the GPSA. However, this is the exact same as $11, which was last year's funding to Cornell Cinema from GPSA, and the 860 from the Student Assembly. So the amendment that I proposed is equivalent to the $860 per student from the SA and $11 from the GPSA. It's $2,010 net lower than the $1130 from the GPSA and the $860 from the SA.
Does that answer your question? Ed Strong?
Yeah. I was pleasantly surprised when this came across the email to me. I think this is a really interesting idea. It is a body set up of a lot of communicating with our constituents and students as a whole. They'll look at these dollar amounts and come up with what data sets seem important and the value of these things. So
that doesn't underscore where this grant actually came from. I think that in the end, like I mentioned, this is a win-win situation. This allows us, you know, this is a shortfall of money for all around campus. We're not increasing the flow activity above the $76 price point. This is a net gain for Cornell Cinema. A positive thing for Slope Day. I think Slope Day has been a process over years developing the relationship with Slope Day. And we want to shape Slope Day into something that's more real, special. I think we need to become effective in Slope Day if we want to have Slope Day. So I think there's a lot of very upside.
Okay, the speaker's time has elapsed. Sorry, Ed. Amy?
So, Amy Richter. I was involved in this 2 years ago as part of the executive negotiations, and some of you may recognize me. And several things. First of all, don't sacrifice one organization's success at the expense of another. The second thing I ask you to look at is quality of programming for the amount of dollars that you provide. Athletics, Big Red Bar, Club Insurance, there are students that are using all these. Cornell Cinema provides programming for something like 85% of the academic year. Our academic day, excuse me. All of these events and organizations that are up here, except for Slope Day, provide at least 4 to 5 sets of programming per semester. And for a one-day event, to sacrifice funding to an organization that provides funding all year long, or provides programming all year long, is a bit suspect to me. Now, the other thing I'd like to point out is how many graduate students are here in support of Cornell Cinema? Can you please stand up and raise your hand? Okay, so that being said, how many graduate students?
The speaker's time has elapsed. Thank you. Christopher?
Speaking again, promotion. Sorry, I didn't follow you up. So the only questions I have are quite action first. I can see how this is a very attractive proposal. We're getting a lot of efficiency out of the money that we're spending. We're going to be able to go to Slope Day without having to pay for tickets. That's all great. But the problem is, that I see, is that we're giving Slope Day more than even what they've agreed upon is what is parity. So, and when we have an extra 70 cents, as I understand it, this proposal says that we can't even give that money to Cornell Cinema because we want to keep this parity in shape. We've dealt with parity discrepancies before by charging different prices. 2 years ago, we had ice hockey tickets, men's ice hockey tickets that were cheaper for graduate students than undergraduates. There was a reason for that. We can deal with this kind of difference, but the fact is, we're coming up with these numbers, and we're just going to go ahead and like do it, even though all these discussions haven't been hammered out. Whereas we've been discussing all the numbers that have come up with our own FC for the past month or so. So I mean, this is something that we should keep in mind when we're voting on these numbers. It's not something that is
hammered out. Thank you, Christopher.
Thank you,
Judy.
Point of personal privilege for the speaker, please. Project.
Helene.
Thank you. Would somebody from the Slope Day Programming Board like to answer that first question?
Sure. So as I explained before, we experienced funding cuts from the U.S. Student Office, and those were costs we had to absorb ourselves in the range of, I want to say, $30,000 a year. We also asked for an increase from the undergraduate student assembly, so it's not like we're just coming to you to ask for an increase. The money, as I said, will go towards improved programming. The cost of artists is going up. The more money you have, the better chance you have of getting a good high quality act. Last year we had to make some cuts and people were not approving for artist shows, and that's what happened, so we didn't have enough money.
Thank you.
That's where the money goes.
Sure.
Yeah. So obviously I can confidently speak on behalf of all undergraduate students when I say that we do not want to be charged extra for Cornell Cinema tickets. And I'm assuming that most of you don't want to pay for Slope Day tickets, but to be honest, if you decide that that's the case, that's totally up to you. But addressing some other points, you're not actually sacrificing any funding with this deal because we're making up the difference. We have more students paying $9.35, so it's going to make up as though it were $11.30 and $8.60. And with regards to parity, the point that was made that they settled for $3.24, personally, I wouldn't have approached it this way, but to be actually at parity, you would have to fund something at $7 and some change. But they thought that was too big of a leap, so they just settled on $3.24 for a more favorable outcome.
Thank you. Preston.
I'd like to respond directly to that. As an engineer, I was quoted $3.24, so I will not consider anything above that. And in addition, I believe that it's an inappropriate venue for the student assembly to be an advocate for one of the byline funded organizations that is supposed to be an independent body. And I was really disappointed to hear that there was no communication between any of the members who presented this amendment and the Slope Day Programming Board. And I would also like to indicate that we as a body can fund Slope Day at $3.24 and also address the Cornell Cinema without reaching out to the undergraduates and deal with our own activity fees in our own independent way.
Thank you. Bernita.
Hi, my name is Bernita Wedgwood, and I am a humanities representative. I'm speaking very much against this proposition for several reasons. Number one, it sets the precedent of funding at whatever lower price we set. So the next year, they ask for $11, which is where they are. That's so much more percentage, and the percentages start to look bigger and bigger as the years go by because we have officially made a cut. It sets the precedent that we don't need in our institutional memory. We have to ask Mike for institutional memory. He will not always be here. No one is just going to remember this debate, but they will remember that for 1 year we gave them $9. The second thing is, let's not optimize at the cost of a visual resource. We are talking about a resource that has effects for literature, has effects for music, has effects for art history, and all of the humanities. This is a major contingent on this campus. And I'm going to argue that this is a visual resource that we are asking to cut in favor of an entertainment venue, which they want to be self-sufficient. I would suggest that we do sponsorship. The next thing is parity. There is no parity here. You have admitted that.
Thank you.
This is not a platform for parity.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so I'm going to talk on behalf of the Corporations Committee. We are unanimously against this amendment. I'm not going to go through all the details. I think a lot of them have been touched on. The key ones, first I'd like to commend the student assembly. We had a good discussion on Friday. And Chris Basil, my counterpart on student assembly, we've had a great working relationship this semester. So I think we've taken a lot of good strides in working with them. The main reasons we are against this amendment is the timing. We're basically voting on this 3 days before. We're voting on 3 days after this deal came through. And we also did not see the logic in funding over the 324 that was quoted several times. So, that's my time.
Thank you. Chris Clark?
Just a little share, Nighthawk. I'd like to commend Nighthawk for the essay for looking great in the situation. One thing I will say is, my colleagues here to consider is that I see the current mechanism that you can see that increase every other year. The cost for Slope Day, the cost for cinema, so we increase our funding, of course, to offset that loss. The next year, they keep the same program, they ask for more money, more money, more money. We are certainly stewards of what many people might consider the tax, kind of like the name of Congress, but the tax incentive. We funded these filing organizations that then go out, and I see no mechanism to see if the banking would go up. We strongly agree with the ESA, that the motion to some kind of percentage cap for organizations other than the finance commission, which is own cap, say 15% of the activity, but I see no way that the activity commission will be anything to go up enough.
Thank you, Chris. Mike Roman?
I just wanted to say that for clarification, you said that this would increase in it, and then money to the corner of the question. I'm quite sure that I think to increase the amount of funding for them. If you hold it over, that doesn't mean that you're keeping them at like 70
So the numbers that I have here is that based on there being 13,931 undergraduate students in at Cornell, and 6,702 graduate and professional students, we're looking at numbers here of, if we were to go through with this proposal from this current year, where everyone paid $11, it would be a cut of $34,044.45 to Cornell Cinema, if this were to happen. However, if the GPSA were to fund at the 1130 that it currently says there in the appropriations recommendation, and the FA were to vote at what they've already approved, it would only be a reduction of $2,010 less than that $34,044.45. So it would be a reduction of about $32,000 if we were to do the 1130. And they were to do the 860, as opposed to us both doing 935, be a reduction of $34,000 in Cornell Cinema's budget.
Does that answer your question? Okay. Mike Jenkins?
I have two questions, one for Cornell Cinema and one for Slope Day. The question for Slope Day is what specifically do you promise to do to outreach to the question for Cornell Cinema is, you're suggesting you will make increased prices if the happens. But I realize there are other ways to make up the deficit. You can show less opinions on the work days, where graduates are less likely to cash. Why are you making this particular decision of choice based on the
Thank you. Slope Day, would you like to answer this question?
Yeah. So the point came up about GPSA representatives. We've had a little bit of trouble with that, keeping in good contact with the GPSA representatives that were assigned to us, and that's something that I personally definitely like to change, because that they give us a lot of feedback that we otherwise wouldn't get from most of the people that made up of undergraduates. In the past, we had specific graduate students like lounge areas. We can work with something like that. We'd love more graduate student feedback and reflection and opportunity. Basically, whatever feedback we can get here, more than what we want to call them.
Cornell Cinema, would you like to answer?
Sure. We feel like we have to raise the ticket price and we know that is a huge deficit for us. We will, of course, try to do many things that cost us 10 to try to help with extra money. Closing on weekends sounds like a great idea, but it's not actually a money pit. We don't actually spend as much money as we think it seems like a huge solution, but it's not. We really feel that in order to try to give the benefits to Cornell that we need to feel, we're going to have to cover this somehow.
Thank you. Sarah?
So I feel like there's been a lot of opportunities at the bargaining cost, and I would urge us not to go down that road. That being said, okay, your funding was cut because we're in an economic crisis. And I don't think that a $400,000 budget for circumstances and hopefully with an improved economy, our contribution of 282 might result in graduates being charged admission. Hopefully it will be enough to take a price low enough to be reasonable, $10 to $15. For me personally, half of my constituents are in clinics and cannot attend, and the other half are not yet done with classes. So I know I come from maybe a more unique group of people, but I can't see the value of giving you more than 282 at this time, and I think that maybe you should consider having a more conservative scope today, because traditionally...
Thank you. Thank you so much. Your time's up. Lauren Wagner?
I personally don't understand how an increased allocation to COVID is going to be better treated or a better act. And I am firmly against the increased allocation to Cornell Cinema. As a former undergraduate, I think that it's time to consider that the FASD has already decided for the hearing what they will be allocated and for hearing what everyone is going to be.
Thank you. Iona?
I agree with the proposal that you're presenting and that it prevents the situation to compromise, where in fact the Cornell Cinema would actually still be receiving a huge cut, and I would be in favor of like an heir to make this proposal the full 11.5 to try to preserve as much as possible the quality of the screenings that Cornell Cinema provides. Very expensive for our community, but the problem is that the profit to me and watch a movie, it costs a lot of money to bring the quality films and rare films. And it is one of the best programs in the nation. And I do agree that more money to facilitate should have nothing to do with it. And furthermore, it doesn't mean that the quality of the facilitate program will be better. That is made by discussion and decisions that don't really have to do with funding, but providing more.
Great, thank you.
Motion move the previous question.
Motion granted.
Is there a second?
Second.
If you're in favor of voting on whether we should vote,
You're not the chair.
Erica, may I explain?
Yes. Yeah.
If you're in favor of voting on whether we should vote, raise your placard. Madam Chairman, as per parliamentary procedure, I would like to request a 1 minute sponsor's finishing speech.
Thank
you. I believe Ms. Richter made a point about the quality of programming provided. To the voting members, I'm sorry I don't have enough of these for the audience members, you will see on page 2 of the documents that I provided you, I conducted an economic analysis showing that, according to the numbers and assumptions that I've included in here, the marginal utility for the average graduate student attending Slope Day is higher than the marginal utility for the total number of tickets purchased for Cornell Cinema from graduate students. One reason I support this is the windfall. We've never even talked about this extra money that's going to the GPSAFC. We are saving approximately $11,000 from what we would have given to cinema, which is being made up by the SA, and we're paying about $7,000 and change extra dollars to Slope Day, which means we're receiving a bunch of extra money that we can then use to support the FFC, which benefits over 200 graduate and professional student organizations on this campus. And the cut is not the issue. President Salem has stated, the SA is making up for what we would reduce from $11. So anything from the 11 to the 935, we're not actually cutting cinema that. We're not gouging cinema that.
Thank you. Okay. All those in favor of voting, moving to vote on this amendment, please raise. Okay. All those in favor, please raise your placards.
Of the amendment.
In favor of the amendment.
This is the actual vote now.
What we're voting for. Please clarify what we're voting for.
Okay, we are now actually voting
on
the amendment, whether to pass it or not.
So
all those in favor, please raise your placards.
5.
Okay, all those against, please raise your placards.
12.
Okay, abstaining?
One abstain.
Okay, so that's it. I think the vote, the amendment has been...
Amendment clearly failed. I'll resume the chair. Are there any other amendments on the table at this point?
Yes.
Representative Forrester, do I have it in front of me? Or?
I'd like to make an amendment to and perhaps the chair would type the numbers in as I go.
Indeed.
I move that for my amendment that Cornell Cinema receive $11 and that Slope Day receive $3.12. All other groups remain as is, and that should come back to $76.
Oh, wait.
So
would you like to speak for 1 minute on, or 2 minutes on the main motion?
So basically, these two numbers, I came to the conclusion based on comments from our blog, from the survey, as well as from the breakdown groups that were held at the last advisory body, where we asked the advisory body, what did you feel about the allotment certain groups should receive? Mostly because of I understand there is a lot of support for cinema as well as a lot of against support, not supporting cinema. Also, mostly because of Slope Day, based on the information that Dave's committee, Dave Walden's survey that he did last week, as well as the GPSA survey, saw that there was considerable increase interest in Slope Day. I request that the amendment make it to 3.12. That way, it brings it a little closer to what Slope Day thought was equity. And that I will yield my time back to the chair.
Chair absorbs the time. Are there any points on the floor at this time, or anyone wishing to speak in opposition?
I just have a general comment. So, I mean, I understand the idea of the previous amendment, and that my suggestion would be to work with the SA again in terms of making the numbers better so that we ensure that the Cornell Cinema gets the same amount of money that they would if we had paid 11:30. And so we guys would make that up. And then at the same time, we could provide, let's say, a compromise 3.4, which is what they had asked for. That way, we want to get charged for tickets. Is there any way we could work with you guys to do that? I understand the numbers didn't work out for the last proposal, but I'm sure we could work a number out that would make sense somehow. Just do the math. We don't have time to do the math now. But.
Thank you, Representative Srish. I'll recognize the representative from the SA on that when we enter general debate. We are now entering general debate on this motion. So I believe Mike Walsh is first on our
speaker. Just like the Slope Day was actually responsible for my ride through the politics of the student body of Cornell. I came on this assembly about four years ago now, and saw a problem, and that problem was this kind of contentious nature of whether or not graduate students should be engaged. And what it comes down to me is this is a great event. This is an event that brings the entire Cornell community together for one day each year in a celebratory fashion. I think there are ways that we can involve other groups as well, that students and law students who might not be as opposed to. I think there are changes that you need to have to be made to Slope Day. And I'm very, very adamant that changes do have to be made to Slope Day. I mean, we need to rethink on how we allocate the funds, our level of funding that we do give our artists. And maybe even other things that happen, whether it's concerts or tying to athletic events, there are ways to get involved and engage with it. And I think.
And with that, the distinguished trustee's time has expired. Are there any points on the table at this point, Representative Hebner?
I'd like to yield my time to the trustees.
Well, you're actually not on the speaker's list yet, but you could make a motion to extend the time of the speaker for a minute.
So moved.
Please raise your placards if you are in favor of giving one more minute to the distinguished trustee. Thank you. You have a minute.
I know we don't think that it is anyone's best interest to Slope Day to get graduate students. I don't think that economically for anyone is best if they take a student even at our current recommendation before this amendment. But I do encourage the GPSA to look at ways to engage not only financially even more with Slope Day, but also programmatically as well. I'd like to just say a brief word about FEMA. I think it's a great organization. I think there's been some flaws exposed. It's a quasi-enterprise university, slightly dependent on the academic world. but it depends on very heavily depend on student quantity, and also dependent on a revenue source of ticket allocation. And it's something that with the FAA's big cut this year has definitely shown that an organization that goes to a water rescue, it has four staff members who are basically paid for by the pool of money. Thank you. And I'm just losing my train of thought.
And with that distinguished trustee's time has expired for the second time. Thank you. We now have Dave Walden on the list.
So I'd echo what Mike said in terms that it's really a shame if Verizon got charged tickets to Slope Day. This is based on, obviously, input from all of you as well as the survey. So I would like to ask Slope Day and SA what they feel about the 312 amount that's been put up there in terms of if that would require you guys to charge tickets to Verizon. I yield time to questions.
Yield to questions. Any questions for the representative?
No, actually.
Yeah. Oh, yield. It's okay. Thank you. The time has expired, and the next on our speaker's list is President Salem. Are there any points on the floor at this time? Okay. Points of information, points of clarification?
So, for charter rules, we have to send activity by the end of last semester.
We have to set it by our last meeting, which is December 7th. We do not set the activity fee tonight. It has to be set on December 7th, or it reverts to the $70 $69.90-something is, but the $70 activity fee that's mentioned there. Representative Hefner.
I noticed that when Mike commented about salary of four staff members, there was some response from the cinema representative. I wonder if Mike could clarify what he meant by that statement.
I'll defer to the trustee.
Staff members, I think, pretty much come from a Arkansas pool, and pretty much from ticket, probably grants as well. And then at the same time, there's probably a good chunk of student activity funding going from the SA and the GPA, about 40% overall. My concern is, and you can draw the line, you can say that on one hand you have, you know, the student fees going to the programming and the university fees going to the staff. But at the end of the day, Cornell Cinema is very dependent on the student activity GPSA GPA. And I think that if there was a large cut, which is certainly in the realm of possibility, considering the FAA had half cut athletics, that Cornell Cinema would be at risk and be very, financially challenged to the point where they might have to lay off one staff for example.
The chair would like to thank the distinguished trustee. I would defer for 30 seconds to Cornell Cinema if they'd like to respond to what the trustee just said.
We have heard this argument in the past that we do have a paid staff. It's a professional organization, which does make it quite different than some of the other organizations that are byline funded, or maybe even all the other organizations that are byline funded. Staffing costs are not paid for by the activity fee. The activity fee does not even cover all of our programming costs. We do take in money from a number of different sources.
Thank you. Kind of subscribe. The point of information, Representative Genkin.
What was the new percentage that the GPSAs contribute to the cinema at Slope Day respectively, given these numbers?
The percentage?
Right.
Of what?
Before it was something like 5% of the budget of cinema was contributed by the GPSA.
I'm not sure I understand the numbers. Does someone want to comment on that?
I think what you're saying is, like, what do these numbers represent in terms of percentage of the activity fee?
I'll ask anyone if someone's interested, if someone could run. I think Vice President Gutierrez is going to run some numbers on this. The chair recognizes President Salem for a one-minute speech.
Yeah, sure. I just want to quickly say that when deciding to make this cut, by no means are we planning to just cut and walk. You know, next semester we're planning on forming a committee composed of undergrads, graduate students, faculty members. We want to talk to the department chair of theater, film, and dance strategic, you know, we're just calling the question. We have fundamental questions that we have, and we're forcing them to take place this way. And I'm going to yield my time to
Yeah, if I could, I'll just jump off my friend the poster the other day. Very, very happy today. The student assembly is completely willing to meet with, Scope Day and the GPSA folks to discuss this in the coming week. So, we're completely open to that.
We have the speaker's time has elapsed. Representative Forster, 1 minute.
The reason why I went back to the $11 for Cornell Cinema was actually because of an email conversation I had with Ed Strong, and I yield the rest of my time to Ed if he'd like to elaborate on this comment.
Representative Strong.
So, as Brian just mentioned, that a lot of people have seen people express hate for Cornell Cinema, and a lot of people have expressed sort of dissatisfaction with Cornell Cinema. And one thing that I've gathered is that, GPSA has a very long-standing relationship with Cornell Cinema. There's also a highly invested standing with Cornell Cinema. They pay them a huge sum of money, unfortunately. And yet, when we talk to many constituencies and constituencies and broke out to those groups, we see that people are still really unhappy with programming selection choices, the amount of programming, the frequency of changing the program. And GPSA has repeatedly over the years asked for better data for it from Cornell Cinema. And their data actually isn't as good, in my opinion, as what we've seen from Slope Day, which is a unique district, whereas Cornell Cinema is always so we can pass their Slope District and graduate.
And without the speaker's time has elapsed, the distinguished University Assembly representative has time has elapsed. We have on the list Representative Manfield.
Three quick things. The first one is for Slocum. Have you gotten approval from the administration to levy charges against the graduate student population? In the past, there's been resistance. Have you gotten approval from the administration to levy charges against the graduate student population? In the past, there's been resistance from the administration itself to split up the student body. And then the second issue is regarding the $11 cap. This might be more of an issue with how GPSA itself allocates its funding, and I can elaborate on it later if somebody wants to ask me a question. And the third issue is I move to extend the debate by 15 minutes until 7:15.
I'll entertain that motion at this point. Is there a second to that? Representative Sweet, second. Please raise your placard if you are in favor of extending debate until the specified time of 7:15.
16.
Those in opposition?
No.
Those voting in abstention, please.
1.
All right. Meeting has been extended to 7:15. The chair will now recognize Representative Gankin. I saw you raise your placard at one point. Are you wishing to speak?
Oh, yeah. There was a question on the floor.
I'll recognize the speaker's list now, and then I'll recognize the representative from Slope Day to comment. A point? As of the data from the appropriate office, I forget the name, which I checked this afternoon, that's good as of October 2009, we have 13,931 undergraduates enrolled, 6,702 graduate and professional students enrolled, which do not reflect some of the numbers that I gave you in my...
13,931 undergrad, 6,702 grad.
Correct. Grad and professional. So that's... professional, so there are 4,689 graduate students, 957 Johnson School of Management students, 689 law students, and 367 vet school students.
I thank the chair.
Thank you. Representative Gankin.
I'd like to speak in opposition of the amendment. I would far rather see CIMPA funded than SLOPE funded. I don't particularly buy the numbers from the survey. I think it's still a question how many students attend SLOPE Day and how many enjoy it. Many of them stay for more than 30 minutes. And I'm convinced that there's going to be significant increase in terms of the satisfaction to our graduate students from Slope Day. I think it would be a waste of graduate student money to allocate. I don't know if you computed what the total is.
I'll offer that.
What's that?
We'll offer that. It's not going to waste some time. We'll offer that after your speech.
The worry is we're spending a lot more than the undergrads in this event, which is largely invested from undergrads.
Thank you, Representative. The chair will recognize Vice President Gutierrez to speak on the percentages.
Okay, so I'm just going to go through the numbers as they are. As far as percentage of the budget, the athletics would be 9% of our budget, Big Red Barn would be 9% of our budget, club insurance would be 7% of the total budget, Cornell Cinema would be 14% of the total budget. Concert Commission would be 8%. Cornell University Programming Board would be 5%. EMS, 2%. Graduate Orientation, 1%. The International Student Programming Board would be 2%. Slow Stage Programming Board would be 4%. GPSA would be 4%, and the GPSA Finance Commission is set at 35%. Your question was, it's an 108% increase. Is that
so
your question?
All the budget, all the slow date, the total budget, what percentage would our have to be?
Oh, actually, I'm not able to answer that.
So, to figure out those numbers, you could take the $13,931, multiply that by the $18 that each undergraduate has provisional approval from the FA to pay, and then it would be the 6,702 graduate students times the 312.
Which is
$20,910. $20,910.
From the graduate.
And how much from the undergraduates? $13,931 times 18.
$250,758.
And then there's also marginal ticket revenue that is made that would play into that number from people who are not students who are attending the event.
So what percentage
would
you contribute?
Hold on. Asha, I'll let you work on that, and I'll recognize Appropriations Committee Member Balasarski.
I was on the Appropriations Committee this year, and we looked at these numbers very carefully in the last 2 months. I want to first acknowledge you all for instance. And I think it's probably
That doesn't take away from the speaker's time.
I think Dave and I might speak for a second for the rest of the committee, have been all along been trying to find some fine balance, but I want to point out one thing. The charter, the whole thing about having to be an even whole number is what's messing this whole thing up. We have more flexibility. We would be funding these organizations that don't live in the difference. I want to say that first. I support Ryan's amendment. I think the committee overall has done a job of looking at each one as it stands. Brian's amendment, I think, compromised well at a rate that the committee is comfortable with. And I just want to say that I've asked many other committees that have come in and helped that issue.
How does the speaker, speaker's time is the last. Representative Genkin, your request for information is that we would be paying the GPS. The graduate and professional students will be paying 11.4 or 0.37% of what the student body contributes to Slope Day. That is independent of any ticket revenue that's generated. We have Representative Sikora, Representative and Finance Commission Chair Sikora speaking.
Okay, first I would just like to note that given the fact that we have the $21,000 roughly that would be allocated towards this, in the Appropriations Committee application that the Slope Day Program Board gave us, they gave us a breakdown what kind of bands we could get for certain prices. And given the fact that everybody says that Slope Day is always more successful and safer when there's a better band, and the breakdown that we saw, we don't make up enough of the money to get those good bands. So even though they are saying that we should be funding them more, our funding is not going to be getting us that much closer to getting us better performers. Second of all, I just want to know, for points of clarification from Slope Day, if we did approve the 312, is what we heard correct that you would probably not levy ticket prices against us?
And with that, the speaker's time has elapsed. We have a point of information from Amy Richter. Please, if you have a point of information, it's not that you're wanting to have the one-minute speech, just yell out point of information, because points do take precedence to individual speeches. Ms. Richter.
Just a point of information. A lot of people have mentioned this whole number business, and that's a requirement that actually comes from the Board of Trustees and the First Guard office. So that is something that we cannot change as a charter. Unfortunately, it does create problems
with this entire process. Thank you, Ms. Richter. But the chair would simply like to state that in parliamentary procedure, a point of information is to ask a question. But thank you. Thank you for that clarification. We have Representative Webb Binder speak for a minute.
I am speaking against the amendment that's on the table now because I don't feel that we should move forward on a cut to $11 as it's standing here until there's a comprehensive survey in multiple parts. that more people can access. I don't believe that the blog is, I think that's anecdotal information, not necessarily numerical information. And also there was a comment that this SIMBA didn't give us unique numbers and different breakdown of numbers. I think that Slope was able to give us that because we asked them for that last year and they put those elements in place. And so I suggest that Cornell Cinema, within the time that they presented this, the proposal now, hasn't had time to get those unique numbers for. If it's something that we want, we should make sure that we give them lead time so we can go for the numbers.
Point of information.
Is the speaker done?
Will the chair explain how the survey went out?
Which survey are you referring to, Representative Forster?
The one from Dave Walden, as well as the one that was from the blog.
So the surveys were disseminated. They were sent to every member of the GPSA, voting and non-voting. The links for these surveys were sent to us. We were asked to disseminate them to our constituencies and to encourage our constituencies to speak as much as possible. Also, Representative Streich disseminated across the Facebook web, our Facebook social networking site, which has some almost 2,000 graduate students involved or signed up with that, as well as the GPSA Facebook site, which has some less graduate students. And we disseminated the link to the survey as much as possible. I'll recognize you to speak if you'd like to speak. Representative Whitman, I'll put you on the list. Representative Genkin?
What was the response rate on the record for those two surveys?
The response rate was 670 graduate students and 177 students from the Johnson School on the Slope Day survey, and for the other general survey, response rate was 270 graduate students.
What percentage
was this? 270 divided by 6,702.
So I think it's about 4%.
That's correct, Representative Genkin. The chair will recognize Chris Riley, the gentleman from the cinema, to speak.
Hi. Cornell Cinema submitted an application for $11.75, an increase of 75 cents because of some real hits that we took because of the recession from grant income and other income. To cut our funding lower than the $11.30 we were previously in, especially given the funding that we are actually looking at from the SBA, really would seem beyond. We are in the
street,
but we do need your support.
Thank you, sir. Representative Forster, do you wish to speak at this point, or do you wish to be pushed down the list?
A motion to close debate and move to vote.
Second.
That's in order at this time. We have a second from Representative Sikora. We'll now vote on whether we are going to vote. So raise your placards if you wish to vote on this amendment at this point. I don't even care if it's a clear majority. Representative Forster, would you like to have a one-minute closing speech?
So, three basic things. One, just to clear things up, this amendment is independent of the previous amendment. There is no formal agreement between the GPSA and the SA on these numbers. So, the SA is free. Unlike the last amendment, where they would bring up an allocation, they agreed to allocate as they please. Secondly, again, my cause for the increase in Slope Day is because based on the surveys, I believe that it is an event that graduate students do want to see and go to, and hopefully this pre-close will bring it closer in the hopes that we would not be ticketed at that rate. Finally, for Cornell Cinema, I recommend $11 because, yes, I do understand cinema has taken hits. Many groups have. I appreciate that you are trying to look for ways to raise it, and yes, it is 75 cents, but besides the FC, you are the largest group. The largest percentage of our money goes to you, and based on my conversation with the GPSA, both the voting and the non-voting members, I believe that the way you run your business is something that's important, and I hope that GPSA will help you.
And without the speaker's time, it's last. We are now voting on the main motion, which is the amendment as proposed by Representative Forster before you. Please raise your placards if you are in favor of the amendment.
Six.
Representative Forster, are you voting?
Am I committed?
Yes.
Seven.
And I'll let the body know that if it turns out there's a tie at any point, And I need to vote. I'll ask for a vote to reconsider. Those voting in opposition?
Second.
Those voting in absentia? Can I just get how many voted in favor?
Seven.
Voting in absentia, please.
Five.
Motion passes at a vote of 7-6-5. The new resolution R3 that we are looking at is the one presented by Representative Forster here, listed there. Are there any other amendments on the table in front of me now?
Or, yeah. The chair explained why that amendment passed.
Because according to the bylaws for the allocation procedure, members abstaining are not counted. Members abstaining and members not present, such as our one representative, are not counted in the overall vote.
Thank you.
So 7 is a majority over 6. Are there any points, speeches, or amendments on the floor at this time? Representative Clark.
Chair, I wonder, I did say this, potentially some on the front, when I say that, their way to work again with the FAA to have an allocation closer and a higher amount. We currently put the 130 and debating among other things. To get at, to incorporate an increase for Cornell Cinema and increase for Scope A. I am reluctant to vote on anything that increases ticket prices at all, both benefits from both views for that. And I will say that a lot of your students from not going to Scope A, they do have utility and graduates, and you yourself and your decisions in that community. There are a lot of graduates who do use Scope A, a lot of graduates who do use cinema. I'd be interested to work with the chair to include the SA and get our game time going so they can run the
town. I mean, the speaker's time has elapsed. The chair will recognize President Salem or Vice President Andrews to address the gentleman's point.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think the reason why we came here today is to continue our relationship, you know, with the GPSA. We need to, have Slope Day remedy a lot of the situation that has been going along the lines. You know, GPSA has not had enough representation with Slope Day. And I think, we will be open to discussions about bringing both our allocations for Slope Day and for Cornell Cinema more into parity. On a student, dollar, not ratio. So we'll keep working with each other, together.
Thank you.
Thank you, Vice President Andrews. We have Representative Streich.
So just to the point, so with the earlier proposition, I do believe that Productivo is getting more money than it does with the current proposition. The current proposition, we're giving them $11, but you guys revert back to your existing amount. So I again want to echo Chris's point that I think we should put off the voting for this actual activity fee until further than until the next time, because we should find a way that we can get back the total amount to be the same and make sure that we don't have to, or make sure that the person don't lose further money than they would have with the older proposition, and also that we don't get charged for slowly. I think it's very easy to figure out the numbers for that. I voted for this amendment, but we shouldn't vote for this activity fee yet.
And without the speaker's time has elapsed. Yeah, very good. The chair recognizes Christopher.
I'd like to make a motion to lay aside the previous vote and give time for the GPSA and SA to have to make discussions and see if we can reach another compromise.
A.
This resolution cannot be voted on at the December 7th meeting because why stay at class until December 5th?
It's not specified by the day of classes in our charter. The charter is during the fall semester. I will have Representative Forster, Vice President Forster, check on that. And a motion to lay on the table could be in order. I ask you to consider what Ms. Richter just said, but if there were a motion to lay on the table, it would have to be made from a voting member. But thank you for suggesting that, Christopher. I will recognize Representative Mansa. Speak for a minute.
I yield my time at the moment.
Okay. You'll be put back on the list at your discretion. Representative Hebner.
I'd just like to speak for a moment on this concept of parity between the graduate student and undergraduate assemblies. And while I fully support the idea that we should try to have some sort of encourage them to increase allocations that we feel are different, I think it's okay for us to have different priorities. If we feel that we should fund and the graduate student body wants to fund Cornell Cinema at a higher rate than they do, that's fine. I'm not sure where this concept of parity is really coming from and don't know that that needs to be the central goal.
Thank you, Representative Hefner. I don't have anyone on the speaker's list right now. Of course, that is partial because our speaker's list gentleman is consulting the document for Representative Street.
So, I mean, I understand the fact that we don't have to have the same parity as the undergraduate assembly, but our entire goal here is to make sure that throughout campus we have the same services provided, and if we just do whatever we want, regardless of what the total big picture outcome is. I mean, I know that they make their decisions, but I think my main goal here is to make sure that Cornell Cinema is still functional and still provide the same services to us. As does
Low
David, I
want to
attend those things. So, I mean, that's why we're trying to work
together. Chair recognizes Representative Gankin.
So, in the event that we can't vote on the December 7th meeting, can we have some earlier meeting to analyze this?
I'll ask the charter author and the vice president, who is charter savvy over there, to find up information on that as well.
I missed the question.
Could we call for a meeting specifically to address this?
So, point of order, it is item number 5.02 under byline allocation procedure.
Oh boy. Excuse me for living, folks, but we need to vote on this tonight. So we have 3 minutes. Representative Beekman. To answer the point there, someone could propose an amendment to change what's currently to what the previous.
Parliamentary procedure calls it call for reconsideration of the vote. And so then by calling that, you can call for reconsideration. People then vote on that, and then you basically open the discussion back up to the initial amendment.
I call for reconsideration of the previous vote.
So the previous vote would be the vote that made the current one, Representative Forster's amendment, the actual thing, the actual amount, and then we would revert. We would revert to the initial thing.
Mr. Chair, the motion extend meeting.
Second.
The 7:30.
Well played. And I will say that if we do pass the button,
there's a motion on the floor.
What?
My motion is on the floor.
To
reconsider the previous vote,
correct,
which is Brian's amendment. I don't think it's appropriate to consider another amendment or another motion until my motion is considered.
Unless the motion takes precedence. And a motion to extend debate takes precedence over a motion to reconsider. So we will consider the motion to extend debate. So raise your placards if you are in favor of extending debate to 7:30. I will say that my offer still stands to buy the first round of drinks at the Statler Lounge if we successfully pass the budget tonight for all voting members. All voting members.
Will the chair allow me to respond to Jason's statement?
Well, we now have Representative Hefner's motion on the floor, which is a motion to reconsider the vote. So we will reconsider the vote, which changed the initial Appropriations Committee allocation to Representative Forster's suggested allocation. Please raise your placards if you are in favor of reconsidering the vote. A motion to reconsider requires a two-thirds majority of people who are not abstaining and who are present. If you are in favor of reconsidering.
Questions?
Well, he's not here to comment. Okay, thank you.
Nine.
Yes.
Nine.
Those in opposition?
Three. Four.
Those Those abstaining.
Sure.
Thank you.
Oh, wait. Right.
Do we have a decision? Do we have a decision on the vote?
9-4-3.
It has to be two-thirds.
Two-thirds out of the 13.
Yeah, two-thirds of the 13.
So,
yeah, we've got nine.
Nine out of 13?
Yes.
Thank you.
I'll take it.
Point of order?
Yeah.
Nobody can just motion for the budget that you propose, right?
No.
How can I get that?
Someone can reconsider the vote on the amendment that I propose.
Okay.
Which was voted down.
So, motion to reconsider.
Vote amendment? Well, we already voted on that.
Voted to reconsider it.
Yeah,
now
the
amendment is
on the table.
My amendment is back on the table for discussion and re-vote.
Yeah. So, we. What I'm saying is that that's germane. It may not be germane at this time, but it's germane. Well, okay. So now we are reconsidering the vote. So now Brian's amendment is back on the table.
Point of information.
Representative Whitman.
Is it possible to split the amendment that's on the table to two different votes?
What do you mean by that?
In terms of split name for an
point of information.
I'll let the representative speak to that.
We made a motion earlier that any amendment had to abide by certain rules. Are you suggesting that your amendment would follow charter rules?
You can make an amendment to an amendment. That's allowed. So if you wanted to make an amendment to this, you could do that.
Point of information.
Yeah.
When I walked into the meeting, I thought that we were debating not what the line figures were, but when we came to the final vote, that we would then vote on the line numbers. Now it seems that we voted on your amendment, which is going to leave, we voted on your amendment, which is going to leave the $11 from Fort El Cinema, regardless of what we do at the end?
Well, we as a body endorse this, what Brian has said here, we endorse this as the official Resolution 3.
Okay.
So that would have been the official Resolution 3, that would have been what it would have been, what the activity fee would have been. Now, the activity fee is, this, and we are currently considering whether we want to make it this. Representative Gutierrez wanted to speak.
Yes, I just want to, and this question is for the NSA actually. Seeing as how we have given them a 28 cents increase, would they be willing to reconsider their parity amendment, which was to bring up their allocation for coin op?
I will let the distinguished representatives from the SA speak after I recognize Representative Hebner, because he is currently on the list. Representative Hebner.
I actually have something, an amendment that I don't know if it would be considered friendly. I hear that the concern is that the total allocation to Cornell Cinema combined between GPSA and SA would be reduced. I would suggest the amendment be that Cornell Cinema be $11.05, so that we're at least meeting the allocation that it currently is, or whatever the number needs to be. So rather than reduce from 11.30 to 11, reduce it to $11.05, so that it's equivalent independent of SA action. It's equivalent to the previously proposed compromise total funding.
My amendment,
which you've considered friendly, would be change the Cornell Cinema number to 1105 and adjust the GPA or the float day appropriately.
Point of order, you have to specify where the 5 cents comes from.
But you did.
I did.
Okay.
Compromise.
I'll put you on the list, Representative Jenkins.
I don't know how my amendment works parliamentarily.
So I will allow, since we are considering whether that amendment is amendment to the amendment is friendly, I will recognize Representative Forrester if he has questions about this, or to speak whether it's friendly or unfriendly. Point of personal privilege, I am dying up here. Representative Strong, could you grab me a glass of water, please?
I will yield to the SA. No, I take that back. I accept it as friendly. I accept the amendment as a friendly amendment.
So the amendment we are discussing on the table currently says, oh boy, that.
And then that becomes, I believe.
So noted. We now have the representatives from the SA, David.
Yeah, I don't know how relevant it is that last amendment, but you know, again, we are still completely open to talking to you this week. You know, obviously, we didn't propose these exact numbers to the rest of the SA membership, so I can't speak exactly how that will happen, but the three of us are certainly willing to meet with anybody this week.
Thank you. How does the representative deal with time?
You.
Thank you. Representative Clark, or do you have a point, Representative Mantel?
No, just a.
Oh, put on the list?
Yeah.
Oh, I actually will defer to you because we took you off the list.
Oh, so. I just want to reiterate the fact that if you do not pass this tonight, we revert to $70, and that any discussion in the future is impossible. We'd have to resume discussion in the 2012-2014 application timeline.
Thank you, Representative Mansfield. Is it a point, Representative Walden, or add to the list? Okay. Chris Clark. Representative Clark? Oh, with the water even. You're recognized to speak if you wish as well. I'll move you on to the next on the speaking list. Representative Genkin. I'll put you next.
Okay. I just want to propose a simple compromise for us to overhaul. We're already increasing the spend by 30 cents, right? If the undergraduates make a commitment that they will make up the difference, which I think is fairly reasonable, we can just we'll keep up $11 and the C81 will go there. So if we table all the resolution, we just pass that.
We can't.
We can make the difference.
If we don't vote on this tonight, though, it's done. Like, it's back to $70.
No, but I mean, we'll vote on it when we, you know, understanding that.
I will say that the SA can only comment for the general. Vice President Andrews to comment on that.
So, I mean, I think we're also in a similar situation that you are with 12 Day, with, you know, Cornell Cinema. We don't, you know, we wouldn't want to be charged more for tickets. And so with our previous, proposition was we would fund a parity. And so, you know, this proposition, I mean, it benefits Slope Day, you know, by a degree, but the main, you know, thrust of the proposition was with the, you know, the 935, both the GPSA and the student assembly. That was, you know, one of the main thrusts of the proposition. So we can't, I mean, we can speak for us three, but we can't go to the, you know, the appropriations committee and say, you know, this is a brand new proposition, we already agreed to it. You know, we just wouldn't be responsible.
Thank you, Vice President Andrews. Due to the fact that we have 6 minutes left in the meeting, the chair will reduce all speeches to 30 seconds. Chair recognizes Representative Clark.
Yes, thank you, Chair. I'll just put it out there, and that's all I'll say. I'll put the proposal to get as close to target as we can. It's equivalent to $175, and if the young guys want to direct, transfer to Slope Day, my objective is to be student assembly $955 and $976. That is equivalent of us being $1175 and transferring to the end of the rest, and us transferring some of that balance. Well, why I say that, so we don't raise ticket prices or raise ticket prices for any either of them. That's the essential of the SA. I'm not sure it's easy to do that. 925 SA, 950 TTSA, will do the straight.
Thanks for those comments. Is there a Representative Forster I recognize?
Motion to close debate and vote on the amendment.
That is in order at this time. If there's a second to that, Representative Genkin, please raise your placards if you are in favor of voting on Representative Forster's amendment for the second time. We are now voting on this again. Yes, this is voting on voting. Do you think we should close the debate? Those voting the negative, in abstention, please. Thank you. For an abstention. Thank you. It was 14-0 to 4. It clearly passes that we will now be considering the amendment. I will give a 45-second closing speech to the distinguished Vice President.
I yield back.
I think the spirit of this amendment is that Cornell Cinema's allocation goes up from its previous amount, Slope J goes up from its previous amount. The amount that Cornell Cinema increases is enough that it is at least equivalent to the previously mentioned compromise. So had the unamended amendment gone through, total Cornell Cinema would have reduced if we reduced ours to $11. By going to the 1105, the total Cornell Cinema allocation from GPSA and SA is equivalent to the previous resolution.
Thank you, Representative Hebner. Speaker's time is the last. We will now vote on the main motion that is on the floor, which is Representative Vice President Forster's amendment. So please raise your placards if you are in favor of the last column, the column on the right, to be the activity fee.
That's enough.
Please.
Ten.
Those voting in the negative.
Five.
Let's vote in abstention.
Two.
At a vote of 10-5-2, this amendment really passes. The new activity fee, once again, is the final column. This is being proposed as resolution three. Are there any points, motions, or people wishing to speak at this point? That's in order at this time. So Representative Strong is asking us to call the question, which would be to vote on Resolution R3, the graduate and professional student activity fee for the years 2010 to 2012. Seconded by Representative Sikora. Please raise your placards if you are in favor of closing debate on the main motion. Those in opposition.
Two.
Those voting in abstention.
One.
Yes. So we are now have now decided to vote on the main motion as amended, which is that this would be the activity fee for the next 2 years. The resolution is still Representative Walden's resolution. I will defer to him for a 1 minute closing speech if he so wishes.
Speaking on behalf of the appropriations committee, I do feel this is a good allocation of the funds. Granted, it strays a little bit from our initial recommendation, but it seems that compromise has been made, and it seems that it does benefit the groups more than our previous recommendation. So I am for this.
Thank you, and Chair, we'll short of time. We are now voting on Resolution R3, which is this, but it's also what it states in the rest of R3, which hasn't been amended, so it's the exact same as what you saw on the blog website and which you've been looking at for the past few days. So I'll just say that. Please raise your placards. We need a two-thirds vote of those members present who are not abstaining to approve this resolution. Raise your placards if you are in favor of this activity.
I'm sorry, it's getting late. One more time, please, if you voted yes.
Those voting against?
One.
Those abstaining?
Two.
At a vote of 14-1-2, the activity fee has been approved
by this body.
The chair will now look very favorably upon a motion to adjourn, but before I ask for that, Representative Forster has to do something.
We got to show the last slide for the night.
Again, I have the first round for any voting member of this assembly and the distinguished trustee. So, motion to adjourn.
Motion to
Dave
adjourn.
Dave Walden, second.
Second.
Second by Representative Sikora. Raise the placard. Thank you.
This has been a production of Cornell University, on the web at cornell.edu.